This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Well, here we go. Another podcast in the cam, which is nice. We are really having a bit of fun with this one.
Your voice is really stretching.
Well,
really in the can.
Wasn't sure where I was going to go with this. Do we ever have some time off with the podcast? Do we say, hey, look, we're going to take a month off? I don't think we'll offend too many people by having a month off. Maybe we have a Christmas break.
Why? We put this together in the studio during the show.
I know.
It's not extra work.
It is a lot of extra work, my
well, yeah. I produce the content you put together.
Oh, do you produce the content?
Speaking of, I have got a cracking James Bond story.
Yeah.
No, it's not an adventure. No, it's not someone that he saved. No, it's not the riches.
Mm.
It's him on the red carpet.
Oh.
And I will tell you what, he's a bit of a grumpy pants.
Yeah, all right. And, mate, I want to talk about theme parks because... there is one particular park that is saying no to a certain group of people, and I think...
in 2021, you can't really do that.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's why they're copping a lot of backlash.
Yeah, good, good.
Let's just say you wouldn't be able to go on a few rides. Enjoy the podcast. Mate, I can't wait until we can travel again. And go into hotel rooms. I'm the type of bloke that once I get into a hotel room, I rearrange everything how I want it. I move the chair.
Really? Oh, you do
mate,
too.
We've travelled together.
Yeah, you are the strangest. Like you,
the desk really upsets me. How they have all the like the menus and everything fanned out in
yeah,
magazines.
I actually forgot that about you.
Oh, I hate it.
It's so, like you walk in and you're like, oh no, that shouldn't be like that. It's almost like you want to give them a bit of a heads up as to how they should arrange their rooms.
This is how you should be doing it.
Strange, bloke.
I read this and I was like, this is brilliant. Mm. A former hotel employee has revealed four things she believes you should never use in your hotel room. So Angela, she shared this on TikTok and it's been viewed more than 6.1 million times.
So are we saying things that, like, because they're dirty or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So she says, I worked for a hotel a while ago doing some marketing stuff and the gentleman I was working with had worked in a particular hotel for more than 20 years.
Does it label the hotel?
No. No, it doesn't. And he shared some top secret information with me of things that you should never use in your hotel room.
So we're doing gossip here.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is a bit of gossip.
And there are a few of them that I thought, really? So she's saying, first one, never, ever, ever,
use
ever.
The bed.
Mate, we'll get to that. Don't ruin it yet. Use the coffee machine in the hotel room.
Oh, I wouldn't anyway.
Really?
I'm a cafe person. I'm a bit of a snob with my coffee.
Yeah, but if you just want a quick coffee, just be like, yep.
Wouldn't have it.
Sweet, no stress. She says, people use it as a urinal, apparently.
What?
The coffee machine.
That would be harder to do than just using the toilet.
Why not? What on earth? So don't use the coffee machine in your room. She also says, don't use the glasses that they put in the bathroom. So you know how there's like, there's often two glasses that sit near the sink?
Yeah, kind of like a spit cup.
A spit cup?
So like you brush your teeth and you drink water and spit it out.
Oh, yeah. Apparently housekeepers don't have enough time to turn over the rooms, so they don't have the time to clean those glasses and often they just wipe them down with Windex.
Oh,
so they're saying those glasses aren't cleaned properly.
Okay, yeah.
Because they don't have time. She also goes on to say, don't use the ice bucket unless there is a plastic liner in it.
Oh, okay.
So you know the ice buckets?
Yeah.
People use these as puke buckets.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
And she goes again, or...
how gross are you and I? We're both like, oh, yeah, that's fair.
Or as urinals. Now, why are people using coffee machines and puke buckets as urinals? I've got no idea.
We go to a hotel this weekend. Oh, great. I can't wait to work out how many different places I can go for a wee.
And then finally, she says, everyone knows this, but never use the top cover on the bed. She says, just take it off and throw it on the floor.
Now, I always get confused with bedding. So the top cover, is that the doona?
Yeah, or they do like a sheet and then the doona. But
which one's the top cover? Or are they talking the one about that's the mattress
right,
cover?
No, the one that's right on top of the
so
bed.
The doona.
She's saying take that off.
Because people...
well, I don't know. I don't know. She also finally says always wear socks or slippers because the hotels never have time to clean their floors.
Why? What are they spending their time cleaning?
It doesn't sound like much.
But I think everything, they've run out of time. But where have they actually put their time? And hey, they're doing a great job.
Well, they're stocking the minibar, I guess.
But it, I mean,
mate, what?
Restocking.
Yeah. It just goes to show, maybe next time you go to a hotel, BYO your own Dyson, BYO some Jif, and BYO some bleach.
It doesn't sound like you're on a holiday.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're going to a cleaning conference.
There's always legislations and law. And I remember a couple of years ago, we actually went up to Canberra and learnt, it was grade six camp, and learnt how
It wasn't for us.
No, I know, but it was still educational. But how legislations and bills are passed through the lower house and then it goes through the upper house. And to actually make a law, it's quite difficult.
Bit of work.
A lot of work, because it goes through a lot of people before it eventually gets signed off. But there is a law that I would love to get passed here in Australia. It's been passed in Colombia, where workers are set to be given 2 days paid leave when their pet passes away.
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's a nice little touch. The new legislation aims to recognise the sentimental bond between humans and their domestic pets. Now, I think 2 days probably isn't enough, but there are a couple of little fine lines.
Did you say it's not enough?
2 days?
Do you get grievance pay if a family member passes away?
I would say there would be.
But you don't know for sure.
Not 100% sure.
But you want to introduce a law where you get days for pets?
Absolutely.
How long do you have to have the pet for?
So this is the thing.
I'd buy a budgie every week, but I've got 2 days off.
The bill states that people will only be eligible for 2 days of paid leave if they have spoken to their employer about their pet before it passes away.
Just a general comment.
Yeah, so they must have to just be like, hey, just so you know, I've got a dog who's 12 years old and whatever.
So if I say I have a trout and I...
Okay, a trout is not a pet.
It's a fish.
Yeah.
I can have a pet fish. It's not my fault that I cooked it for dinner, but it did pass away. Give me my 2 days off. Every week I buy a new trout.
They must also be able to provide some evidence providing the pet's passing, and there will be penalties.
Me in a chef's hat.
There will be penalties for workers who lie about the death of their pet or prevent false certificates. You must
100% I'll prove it. Like,
the paid leave will also not apply to wild or exotic animals.
Oh, why?
But apart from that, everything else
so
is fair game.
Genuinely, I can have a trout every week, cook it for dinner, so I get...
Okay, let's be honest. Let's stick down the fish path.
Yeah.
Trout, you're not having as a pet. If you've got a dam, maybe you might put some trout in.
What about a salmon? Nice salmon.
Well, goldfish. Goldfish
I can't
and
a goldfish.
No. You don't have to eat
what
them.
What if I've got a pet chicken?
No, mate, it's just them passing away.
I know, but I'm just saying, I get a free dinner as well. Oh, so if I have a pet chicken and I just buy chickens every week,
yeah,
I get 2 days paid leave.
The foxes came in and attacked them? I swear. I had 16 chickens out here, Brian, and they're all dead.
Brian, you wouldn't believe this. It's happened again.
You haven't worked for the last 6 months. What's going on?
Look, Tweety meant so much to me. Wasn't Tweety last week? Oh, sorry. What's this one called? Sarah meant so much to me.
The foxes. Foxes got them all, I swear.
It's a testing time, Brian.
Let me have some more time off. Mate, you worked at the Norlane Hotel, Oppies.
I did, yeah.
I worked at Subway for, I reckon it was over 6 or 7 years.
Oh, you're still working there.
I reckon 6 years, and then did a stint at the Belmont Hotel. But I loved hospitality.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember having a terrible customer.
I had a fair share.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
But I sort of think it's like, oh, whatever, you put up with them for an hour. Tops.
To be fair, I reckon the greatest customer I ever had, and I'm not exactly sure.
I only came in once, I think.
No.
Maybe twice. Me. Oh, it wasn't me.
I'm actually not even sure if I'm allowed to talk about this, but... supposedly, when I worked in the TAB, a guy came in. It was like one of my first shifts there, and he asked to put a bet on.
Yeah.
And supposedly, I'd put the wrong number on, but it's what I heard.
Oh.
And the horse that he wanted won the race.
Oh no!
And he goes, "Oh, just buy me a beer." And I can tell you right now, the value of that bet was not a beer. And he was like, "Oh well."
He wasn't fazed.
He said, "I should have checked the ticket."
Oh!
What a legend.
How are you still standing here today?
He was a ripper. It was, I don't know, like, apologies. I did the right number. But he said, that's not what I said. And I was like, okay, you guys just buy me beer. So I poured him off for nothing. Like, I didn't pay for it.
All right, well, how's this? You might be able to side with this. A Macca's worker claims he took revenge on a customer with an attitude by loading their frappe with sweet and sour sauce rather than caramel.
Oh, that's disgusting and well played.
So what he's done is he's got the frappe, then there is the whipped cream over the
top. And then the caramel sauce that goes on top.
The caramel sauce. Now, the sweet and sour sauce, I didn't realise it looked like caramel.
Yeah, but when you see it. Yeah, yeah, I've seen this.
It looks like caramel. Now, the dumb thing is, he filmed it, posted it on TikTok and said,
himself up.
When the customer has an attitude, but you remember, you only get $8.50 an hour. Brilliant and very funny. He obviously is saying, I don't get paid enough to deal
like back
with
in my
your rubbish.
Jack's days. Like, I remember getting paid like $8.25 an hour.
Yeah, I remember.
And this is like 10 years ago.
Well, 15 yeah, years. Yeah. It was, I remember when it went up to $10 an hour.
And I was like, bawling. Yes. You were bawling. If I work 10 hours this week, that's $100. I'll tell you what, I would not get out of bed for less than that.
Well, mate, this bloke isn't getting out of bed anymore. In a follow-up video, the man claimed he had been fired from Macca's, sharing the clip of himself standing out the front of Macca's in the car park, waving at the building, saying, ladies and gentlemen, you did it. You got me fired. Bye, Macca's. What's next?
Bang. Love it.
I reckon that's good. So look, regardless of whether you're having a bad day or not, is it really worth losing your job over it? Bite your tongue, smile.
I'm happy with what he did.
Give him something for
Funny.
Free. Really?
Funny.
The bloke's left without a job now.
Where was he working?
Macca's.
Oh, he'll just get a job in another chain. Like, no one's going to know.
It's true. It's no real loss
He's
at
a
all,
kid.
Is it?
Actually, don't play with food.
No.
Don't
yeah.
play with my food.
Benny, I love theme parks. I love roller coasters. I love going upside down. The more loops, the better for me. There's one at Movie World. I think it's called the DC. And you can request to go backwards on the roller coaster.
Why would you?
It is so much fun. And the only way you're harnessed in, like you go upside down and do like corkscrews and stuff, is just like this padded thing over your legs. So you're fully hanging out. It is one
and
of...
what's the thrill there?
Buddy, the thrill of like nearly falling out of this ride.
But the thrill is that you still think that you're safe.
Well, you are safe.
No.
100%.
You just said the only thing holding you in there is a strap on your legs.
Like it's a padded thing. Like, it's locked in there. You're not going anywhere.
So then why would you do it?
Obviously, there's safety precautions at every amusement park. You've got height restrictions to make sure that you are tall enough for if the bars are coming down or whatever it may be.
Getting on, yeah.
But a Perth amusement park has been ridiculed.
Does Perth have an amusement park?
Yeah, they do. It's called Adventure World at Barbara Lake. They've been ridiculed for a new safety measure, people claiming that they are now body shaming. Now, I don't know how exactly you can body shame at an amusement park. Is that what you're thinking, mate?
No, I'm not thinking that. I could think of a reason.
How? How can an amusement park body shame?
You could have weight limits.
You spot on. That's what they've done.
It's obviously a tender area for myself. I thought of that straight away.
They've installed scales outside some rides to better reinforce manufacturer safety requirements. Now it's not monitored.
It's an honesty policy.
It's a self-serve weigh-in station. So what happens is, you have to stand on the scale.
That's probably worse. They're calling it a weigh-in station.
Wait for this. This is brilliant. You got to stand on the scales, and above you is a red light,
green light,
and a green light. Now, if you meet the requirements for the ride, you get the green light.
I just see a crowd emerging around this, and everyone going, and then a little carny would sit on the side and be like taking tickets. Will the next person be over or under?
I think
a game of that.
It is a bit of fun though, isn't it?
To be fair though, like I can hear people saying how offensive, rah, rah, rah. But to be honest, if you're trying that scale, it's only because you think you're borderline.
No. Everyone has to jump on the scale though.
Yeah. I know, but what I'm saying is, what's the weight limit?
Well, it depends from ride to ride.
What do you mean?
Well, it depends what ride it is that you're on.
Okay,
so
let's say...
So
okay.
Some are water rides.
So let's say one is 90 kilos.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping on there because I know I'm not 90 kilos.
You know.
So unless I'm like 91 or 89,
yeah.
I'm not jumping on. Like, I'm not going in that line.
You don't want the red light.
Exactly right. You're just going to sit there and go, well, I'm not that weight, so I'm not going on. So as offensive as people will make it out to be, it's not really that offensive because you just everyone knows what they weigh.
I think it is a lot of fun. And to be honest, it reduces the line wait time. Like, not as many people are lining up for those type of rides. So it's like you've pretty much got a go-go stop fast track.
Tell you what, though, but the canteen is chockers. I think this has always been well documented that Daniel Craig has not really been a big fan of being 007.
Pierce Brosnan, till the day I die for 007 James Bond. He was, die another day, he was like my James Bond.
Yep.
A lot of people would say Daniel Craig is my James Bond, but ever since he sort of came on the scene, I just knew his heart wasn't in it. Yep. So I stopped watching it. Casino Royale, never seen it.
Good movie.
Quantum of Solace?
Quantum of Solo.
What's it called again?
It's where Daniel Craig rushes to find his thirst quenching drink. Will he get it?
Haven't seen it though. Because
Casino Royale is probably my favourite Bond movie.
But I just know that he's not in it because he loves the franchise. He's in it because of the money.
I actually might watch it tonight.
Casino Royale.
Because it's now you've got me thinking about it.
Okay, all right.
They're bloody good. They're well worth a watch. I would recommend that more than that TV show we've been talking about. And I love that TV show.
Oh, that TV show. Shocking.
But I loved it, though.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Daniel Craig was on the red carpet for No Time to Die.
Yep.
As it's premiered in London.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, everyone knows it's the last time he'll be Bond. And they were asking him about it and how emotional it is. And the 53-year-old was, I guess, a little bit standoffish when asked. So Australian reporter Brett McLeod was actually there.
Yeah.
You know, Bretty.
Brett, Channel 9.
You know, Bretty, yeah. Your boy. Asked him about, you know, a couple of questions about being 007. And he said, any sadness about it being the last time of you being Bond?
Mate, he'd be stoked. He wanted to be out about 10 years ago, but you kept throwing money at him.
And he said, I'm not sure how much I'll miss this, and then gestured towards the red carpet.
Oh.
So
it's a part of the deal. It's a part of the deal.
All right, mate, you can take your $20 million for being Bond, but you don't want to go to the red carpet.
I actually think it's more. Because the whole thing about James Bond is they don't just want to keep turning over James Bonds. They want to have
as few Bonds
as possible. So you can look at a franchise and be like, well, there are only ever 5 James Bonds.
Yeah, right. So McLeod then followed up with, oh, look, would you ever do what Sean Connery did? And he came back to the role.
Yep.
And he said, no, definitely not.
Oh.
So shut that down straight away. And then finally asked if he had any preference on who should replace him.
Well, so I know he absolutely ripped on an Australian icon.
Who?
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, to be...
So there were whispers that possibly Hugh Jackman could be the
Can
next James Bond. And Daniel Craig was
into song.
Is he tap dancing all of us? He's tap dancing his way
Someone
out
him.
Of this gunfire. What is this? We are done.
I tell you what, I wiped the sweat off my brow. Putting this podcast together was a workout.
It was hard work, mate. It was hard work.
I think we need to have a break.
Well, before we have a break, we need to do this. Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week. Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up. You got a thought for us this week, Benny?
I do, actually. I think about this all the time, that I want to know, why is it that I can drink red wine by the bucket, responsibly, of course, but I cannot stomach white wine or champagne?
You've had a bad experience.
No, I can't drink it.
Oh, I had a horrible experience with white wine.
Like, I continue to try it, because going to weddings and not, obviously, recently.
Yeah.
But having sips of it, it's just dry.
Let me put it this way, Matt.
Gross.
Let me put it this way. Are you a Pink Lady apple or a Granny Smith apple?
But I can have both.
You can, but you don't enjoy them. I'm Pink Lady apples through and through. Now, a Granny Smith...
Granny Smith is your garbage apple.
Well, it's just that green, like, it's sour. It's a, sour apple.
Do you know what I've always thought about white wine?
Yeah.
Is that my mind associates it looking like apple juice, and because it doesn't give me the effect of apple juice where it's this sweet, cold drink, and it gets in my mouth and it's really dry, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
It's not apple. This isn't apple juice.
Mate,
That's
a horrible noise. Don't do that. Anyway, hey, like and subscribe. Anyway, and
why do you think you hate wine? Give us a call.
No, well, it's more so, I think it's to do with the grapes. It's a different colour grape.
Yeah, of course.
I think my apple analogy was really good. Yeah. Anyway, see ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.